This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Let's head to the phone lines and go and talk to our guy, Will Kunkel, Fox 26. He is live from West Palm Beach spring training is well underway. And I do want to get to some of the Altuve stuff today, but I just want to kind of get a feel of things around the clubhouse now that the Alex Bregman thing is over. He is in Boston. I don't know what position he's going to play. Maybe second base, but he's in Boston doing his thing. What's the feel now around the clubhouse that is officially done with?
What's up, Ron? First of all, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Did I ask you that? I don't think I asked you that.
It's going well for me.
Hey, damn it, I'm trying to get
well to it.
I want to.
I'm doing great. Thank you. They've moved on. Like today, talking to your Don about it and Jose about it, they've moved on. He's a Red Sox player now, and that's just kind of what it is. We asked Hosey, and he said that they lost a good player. They wish they had kept him. He thought that they made a good offer. I think that was the best thing that he could have said, or at least the most insightful, is that he thought the Astros made a good offer. But when you're getting $40 million a year, he's like, he got a really good deal. So good for him. I'm happy. He says he talks to him, and he's going to keep talking to him as well. And Yordan said it was a big hit losing Bregman. Everyone has said the right thing, but I think that emotion of him no longer being there has kind of worn off because it's time to get to work.
Boy, they did drag this thing out, so I mean it's almost stale, right? And then Bregman doesn't, you know, his comments kind of fall flat because it was about an 8-second soundbite. And but yeah, it's time to move on and time to put it behind us, literally and figuratively. But what, Will, I know one thing that happened out there today was, I think, is making its round on social media is Altuve literally in an Astros uniform in spring training taking fungo in left field. I mean, that's obviously, you're there. What did that look like? And just after seeing it for yourself, your thoughts?
So it looked good, but I want to like kind of pump the brakes on this. So to the people that don't think he can do it, like, just stop talking. And the people that are like, wow, he looks really good, like, just chill. This dude's a Hall of Fame baseball player. The notion that he can go out to the outfield and shag fly balls shouldn't be surprising. Like, we've all done it. We can all do it at a decent level.
I can't do it at a decent level, Will.
No, that's true. You cannot. I agree. No, you're right. You're right. Like, don't be shocked that the Hall of Fame baseball guy can go out to left field and look good out there. There might be some things that he's got to work on, and there inevitably will be around the warning track and the wall. But he looked good today. I even asked Joe. I said, "How did he look?" Someone asked him how he looked, and he said, "He looked good. He looked good." And I said, "All right, specifically, what are you looking at to make you think that he is looking good?" And he said, "It was first step, the way he reads the ball, and just his general comfortability out there." And then talking to Jose being Jose, he's like, "So what advice have you got?" He's like, "To catch the ball and go get it." Like, all right, cool. Thanks for that insight. And then I asked him, like, more specifically, what do you have to work on? Like, what is difficult for you? And he said, when you're in left field, whether it's a lefty or righty, the ball will spin differently off the bat. It'll slice this way or hook that way. And just kind of those intricacies of playing the outfield. So this isn't like someone trying to figure out how to read Chinese that just doesn't know how to do it. He's going to be okay. There might be some ugly moments in spring training, but that's what it's for. So the fans, just relax if you're shocked, or relax if you don't think that this is possible. I promise you it's possible.
Yeah, Will, I've never I don't put a whole hell of a lot of stock in defense in general. So whatever gets the best guys in the lineup, to be completely honest with you, is where I'm at. Good, bad, or indifferent.
I mean,
I'm dead ass serious. I don't see not having Bregman's gold glove at third, boy. I don't see that holding the Astros back from making a run. So anyway, where I was going with that is, like, I don't know. Ron and I have had a lot of conversations about it. I don't think I've ever allowed myself to be like, well, there's just no way in hell that Altuve can play left field. There's two things for me. The arm, which, let's be honest, in his career struggled hitting first base from second at times. And then just the visual of his little ass out in left field, I just can't get comfortable with it, man. I mean, I guess you can, because you're out
like
there.
That sounds like an issue, not an issue me.
You're right. You're probably right.
I can't see your big ass out there either, looking all Jack running around, but I bet you could do it.
Oh, boy, I tried to play like right field in a softball game one time, and it was ugly.
So here's the way I view it. This is my view of that. If Juan Pierre can play outfield with that noodle of an arm, and Johnny Damon could do it for 10, 15 years, then I assure you Jose Altuve can do it. And here's what's working in his favor. He's playing left field at Daikin Park. That is a short porch. It's a big wall. You don't need a cannon of an arm out there. And what you do to mitigate some of that, because he does have a weaker arm, you're right, is you have just Jeremy Pena go out an extra 10 feet. Get the ball in as quickly as possible. Just keep it simple, stupid type of deal. Literally, get the ball, get it in. He doesn't have to make elite plays and then charge the ball aggressively. Because when you charge the ball aggressively in left field at Daikin, you have that advantage and they're not running on you. I talked to somebody the other day in the Astros organization that was telling me that at Minute Maid Park, well, here we go again, Daikin Park and Fenway have the fewest runners sent from third base in all of baseball because of that wall. So you can use that to your advantage. Now on the road, you can have a different discussion. Maybe that's when he plays second a little bit more than he does at home. So that's how you can mitigate the arm issue, that the way I see it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Will Kunkel, Fox 26, joins us. And this thing is going to be a big thing. And I guess for me, it felt like this was in some way to be able to keep Bregman here, right, with the parts they had. And, all right, I'll go to the outfield and we'll be able to do this. But now that Bregman is gone, they're continuing to do this. So, in your opinion, do you think we actually see Altuve in the outfield at times this year? Do you think that that is actually going to be something that we see in left field?
I think it's going to happen. I think it is for sure going to happen. The question is how often. I asked him that today, actually. I said, is this like a 10-game thing or like a 152-game type of thing? And he said, well, I don't know. I think spring training will tell us a lot. So, like, there is some learning here. Well, let's see how truly good he is. We know that he can play left field. Can he do it at a major league level and make it worth the move? Because despite what Clint says, baseball does have defensive things. Like, you've got to play some sort of defense. And their best defensive lineup is, if he's good, is probably him at left, Paredes at second, and Dubon at third right now. That's probably the best lineup, and that gives them a lot more flexibility as well, because Dubon can do anything. So then you can move some other pieces around, especially if Cam Smith comes up and he plays third base. Because if he's hitting, like, forget about it. That dude's in the lineup, and then you got to put him at a spot where he's most comfortable, which is third.
All right, Will. Let's adjust to the rotation. I know there's several guys that are must sees and that throwing pins today. Who have you seen? What does that look like? And anything of note?
It's tough to take a lot away on the first live. So they threw lives today, so against batters, but it's not 100%. So it's a little tough to watch. Josh Hader hit 91, 92. His ball just has so much damn life. Like, that ball is all over the place. He did a nice job a couple times spotting his slider as a lefty down and in to a right-handed guy, whether he wanted to dive through the zone or stay in the zone. He does a nice job with that pitch. And again, his stuff like goes through the zone. And then Gordon was on the mound today earlier as well, and his stuff kind of stayed in the zone. So he's got some different type of action than Hader does. So just watching him, some of the notes I took was that he's all in the zone. He did get tagged a couple times. That's because his stuff is in the zone. But again, it's just a little different pitch shape than Hader does. And then a little bit of update on JP France and Luis Garcia. They're playing catch on flat ground right now. Still no work off the mound at this point. And then I talked to Lance McCullers in the clubhouse. He responded well today after his bullpen yesterday, and he didn't think it was going to be an issue. Joe wanted to see how he responded just physically, and he responded well today. He said he felt really good.
Is he in the rotation to start the season?
No, he's going to go to AAA. He wants to go to AAA because he wants to be able to go to AAA and like be like, let me work on this. I kind of suck today, but let me work on that, versus you can't learn on the job in the bigs. You got to do that in AAA, at least 2-3 starts, and then come up to the big boys.
All right, Will, man, we appreciate you joining us, and enjoy yourself. I know,
man, you enjoy yourself, right? It's nice to have you back. Thanks for coming in today.
You're right. I've seen Will. Will looks like he's going to get 18 in, and Will looks like he can have himself a good time out there in West Palm, and I'm just saying, Will, go do your thing.
A couple yellow belly grenades by Coors, baby. Let's go.
Come on now.
All right, Will, we appreciate you.
See you,
coming
boys.
Up.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.